Ho, ho, ho! This is Santa Claus, and you're listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. Ho, 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 ho!
Christmas is interesting, like a knife in your heart. Christmas is interesting.
Dungeons & Dragons, Quest for the Silver Santas, a holiday adventure for D&D 4th Edition.
This is the Vorpal Network.
Last time, I will explain. We are in Search for the Silver Santas, Revenge of Frosty. And you guys appeared in Tinkertown. And you got a room at the Ho 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 Inn.
Oh.
So where are you?
Hopefully.
Yeah. Where you were, contacted, I believe, by Tinker Bob. There was also Tinker John and Tinker Tom, but
Tinker,
those were the other elves, short people,
elf-like
entities that may you met. You were taken to Santa Claus's toy factory, main house, and stables, where you were taken to Mrs. Claus.
We did see a reindeer. Like bed somewhere.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah,
that was amusing.
There's the man-eating reindeer.
Uh huh.
Yeah, and it turns out that the creatures in this area have gone insane because Frosty has done something horrible and basically blew up Santa, and his essence has gone everywhere. So Mrs. Claus very nicely has asked you to bring back, you know, Santa's goo, his bits. and as many as possible. And I'm going to hand around the map again just so you kind of have an idea. Right now, you guys are up in Yeti Mountain, where you are, you know, dancing on the corpse of the poor abominable snowman that somebody horribly murdered.
I don't know what you're talking about.
He was disco dancing and then suddenly had an arrow sprouting out of
him. I was going to come in and disco dance with him, but then
they
he had an arrow sticking out of his neck.
Yeah. But he had parts of him. Well, actually, I guess there was Santa. There was a silver Santa on the ceiling that they were worshipping.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah.
Worship of the silver Santa.
The cave walls are kind of spongy and cotton candy-like. And in another 5 minutes, Tinker Bob here is going to come back with the sleigh.
Yeah. Alright, time to go to Santa's castle and burn it.
Steve.
How are you liking those thumbs today?
What? Did I say something?
Now, the local wildlife has gone a bit nuts. The reindeer have gone crazy because of Santa's... Obviously, you know, cheer and jolliness is now inside of them, causing all sorts of hardship. Yeah. So really, after you gaze upon, what is it, Toyland or whatever the hell it is?
Tinkertown?
Yeah, Tinkertown. Everybody's really depressed in Tinkertown.
I get the map so I can say that,
yeah. Yeah, we remember Tinkertown, where Christmas music going off 24 hours a day. Sales.
Everyone very, very crotchety. And,
yeah, everybody's depressed and cranky. Everybody's credit cards are maxed out.
Can't forget about the adventure with the Nutcracker.
Oh, yeah. When you guys were leaving the Santa Claus's estate, you ran into a Nutcracker.
And exploding snowman.
And exploding snowman. Yes, the snowman do explode.
That really sucked.
That was unpleasant.
So,
we dance a jig and wait for Tinker Bob to come back, I'm assuming.
Yes, I'm just waiting for the map to continue back around.
But first we dance a jig.
Okay, you dance a jig on top of the poor, dead, bleeding... Abominable stone in the corpse.
Pass me the dice thing. I managed to forget my dice back.
I'm still looking for mine. First time of one day. I hope.
Do you want to get into the computer? Is that it? Can I download you into the computer?
I want to be a nosy. Should you order some greenies and some treats? Come over there and eat your card.
I'm going to eat anyway.
He thinks because you're touching it, it may be food.
You're touching me! You're touching me! You're touching me!
Alrighty.
Waiting for
Tinker's Tom to
come back.
You're supposed to take a
Steve
Smith.
Dance
in
a jig and wait for
Tinker's Tom. No, you can't. No. They put bonbons. I'm curious.
They're reindeer turds. That's what magical reindeer have. Chocolate.
I'm not eating reindeer shit. I'm sorry. No, the bag says
my. Oh, come on.
I'm sorry. Poop. Magic reindeer don't. They have chocolate poop. My apologies.
Lovely.
James, are you done with the map?
I'm going to take a look at it.
He is now.
So then there's probably a lot of the little Pinkerton guys following around.
I thought it was more important to grab some bags before it disappeared.
Probably. So you guys head back up to the top and wait, and the sleigh shows up.
Okay, so we've been to, Yeti Mountain.
Mm-hmm. And Santa's estate.
And Santa's estate, which is this thing.
That's where you've been.
So you told me, now she just said she didn't need all of his pieces, right?
No.
Okay.
Which is why we keep cracking the Silver Santa's open.
So. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, all she really needs is the Silver Santa. She doesn't really care what's in there.
Give her the cracked open pieces.
So, you guys get into the sleigh. You stuff yourselves on there. Back to the estate. And they're repairing the walls from the damage from the nutcracker.
When we pass it back, we should pass it back that way.
You die first. The death just keeps following the map.
Do I get a saving throw?
No.
Damn it.
You get a saving throw? Yes. Did you fail it? Yes.
Oh, yeah, too bad. If I roll a 20, you still fail.
Okay, so you drop off those Silver Santas. And, well... She thanks you, but she's going to need more than that.
Well, where do we want to go next, then? I think our choices are...
Castle.
Well, you have Gumdrop Hills, where the elven folks live.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the Hot Springs.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the
we have a
Fairy Lake.
Didn't you want to hit the Goblin Forest or something?
You've got the Goblin Forest, which is filled with goblins.
Let's hit the goblins.
Goblins. You've got the reindeer fields where they get the magic flying reindeer.
Which one do you want to go to?
And then you got the Castle Frosty.
Or is that Yeti Mountain?
Well, we should probably get enough pieces of Santa to bring
probably
back.
Probably Goblin Fields, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm voting for Goblin Forest. We like killing goblins.
Let's go Goblin Forest.
Let's
kill goblins.
Maybe an easy Santa.
Let's go negotiate with goblins we've been negotiating.
Okay.
Abominable was in his name.
That just means he's big.
So scrape off some blood and, you know, poop.
Still got some abominable on your... Never mind.
Well, you're flown back to the estate. You drop off the Silver Santas, the ones that you have already. And then you can decide where you want to go.
Didn't we just get pieces of one so far?
Goblin Forest?
No,
sure,
20.
Huh? Goblin Forest.
You've got a total of 3 so far.
Oh, okay.
Goblin Forest. Okay.
How many does she need?
She's not quite sure.
Right. 4. Right, yeah. Goblin Forest.
So you get into the sleigh, stuff yourselves in there, and you fly off. As you fly over Tinkertown, you're pretty sure people are shooting at you. And
with toy rifles,
reindeers,
well,
drop away,
black powder,
bomb away.
Not quite sure what it is, but it, yeah.
And you land right outside this forest. And you just have trees, big evergreen trees, and it's just a wall of trees. Just
an impassable wall of trees?
Well, there's a little bit of space.
I'm going to pull my axe and start chopping! This path is too narrow.
You see eyes kind of blinking off in the distance.
I'll wave.
Okay.
And call out goblin, say, hello!
Okay, you hear this. And something slimy kind of flies through the air and then lands at your feet. Looks like to be a half-digested elfin head.
Oh.
Charming.
Lovely.
Half-digested?
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, I think we go that way.
Chop, chop, chop. Get my bow saw.
Well,
huge trees. Some of them have tinsel on them. As he chops, tinsel falls.
Who needs tinsel?
I say we go towards the thing that spit this head at us, I guess.
Sounds like a plan.
Alright.
See these goblins. Coming.
Oh, yes, you can have one.
Actually, I was going to try to offer it to John.
None for you, John. None for you. Alright, so you squeeze into the first portion of the forest, walking between the trees. The light, you know, it's nice and bright and cheery outside. As soon as you step over the light into the trees, it's dark. Spider webs.
Oh, cozy.
Have a smell of decay.
Lovely place.
It's a natural process.
Continue on cautiously.
Cell phone goes off.
Oh, I stop and answer it.
Yes, Batman. How can I help you? Are you speeding up here now? Are you speeding up here now? No? Okay. Okay, that's fine. Oh, okay. Oh, that's fine.
As God takes a call.
Well, I'll tell you what. We'll have to try to do something.
We say hi to Batman.
All right.
Who's Batman?
That was Ben. Okay, so you're walking through.
Is Batman?
Yes. It's one of those things where, you know, everywhere you walk, it's like the webbing just gets in your mouth and hair, and it's really pretty gross. And you now find more parts of the elven person kind of scattered around. There's some dipping sauce over to the side.
Yummy!
Kind of laid out for easy dipping.
Always a plus.
Tasting the dipping sauce.
Tastes like barbecue sauce, you know.
Eggs.
Eggs more soy.
Yeah. All right. There's some trees.
What a reindeer taste.
There's some trees.
Searching around.
There's some more trees.
Call out again in goblin. Like, hello, our goblin friends.
Sorry.
And they call us on their cell phone. Hello, goblin friends.
Because they have the number one network.
I didn't know. I said, can you hear me now in goblin?
Oh. Yeah.
Kind of intake of breath, and then a...
Oh, yeah.
And you hear this...
apparently you can't hear me.
Huh.
As this big goobery thing kind of slips in.
Yeah.
Which way did it come from? Head that way.
Okay.
All right. Okay, give me perception check, please.
Perception is for wusses, meaning me.
Okay.
We're doing perception rolls.
Oh. All right. Well.
That's not what you are.
Maybe 14.
I've been
there. Two.
22. All right. Well, if you get a 15 or higher.
Can James be a Rock Shasa Dread Knight?
No.
Can he be a giant rat?
Yes.
Be a giant rat. Awesome.
Oh, good. I can meet you guys in your sleep.
Well, if you get a 15 or higher.
Yeah. Well, you are a minion.
You will notice the on the ground, kind of scattered around in the direction you're walking, there appears to be netting. Just covered up with bushes and...
Level up, step on it.
Walk around in the net, guy.
I poke it with my staff to set it.
Do you have your frog
handy? Go around.
Okay. The net goes off.
Do the other one. There we go.
Here's some cursing off in the distance.
You guys suck. Wind goblin. Come out and talk to us.
All right. You guys hear movement in the, well, forest, during the forest. And suddenly coming from the branches above you on these nice little ropes come all these goblins. Dressed in black outfits with black face mask. And
oh, goody, they're emo.
Ninja.
Goblin ninjas.
They
ninja
zoom down. And they surround you guys. And
oh, you guys are kidding me.
Goblin cans around.
Okay. Rich environment.
One of them is reaching in this bag of goo. It has this blowgun. He's stuffing goo back into it.
I'm going to walk up to that one. Put my finger in the blowpipe.
No, as you put your mouth in, I'd blow in.
That was funny. One of the funny things about
well, you'll go cough it off in the distance. One of the other goblins will walk up. What are you doing in our forest? You notice his mouth doesn't quite fit when he talks. Like, it seems to be translated for you. You also notice there's really badly written
subtitles.
And you're pretty sure it used to be like from, it's like in Chinese, been translated to Japanese, and then
back in
like Swahili
and then
to Arabic.
To Swahili, back in English.
What are you doing in our forest?
We are looking for a silver Santa.
There are no silver Santas here. U.S. Yes, you want your ninja fight?
What's with the dead elves?
That's what we eat. Oh!
Right. So, Silver Santa. About this big. Silver. And Santa.
Ninja Five.
I would be happy to volunteer that man for Ninja Fight.
Excellent. Ninja Fight then.
Kayaka!
But I want to see the Silver Santa for you.
Turning out to be a bad
episode. Yeah, there's no Silver Santa here. But there is Ninja Fight.
No Ninja Fight.
Alright, they seem to be like packing up.
You don't let him talk to you like that?
they go like this. And this other goblin walks out. He's dressed in a blue ninja outfit. And he kind of squats down and goes... This is like slide veins coming out of his head. And he's like...
Cooking Smurf.
I can laugh for those.
You're not sure if he's trying to pass like kidney stone or... What are you doing?
Reindeer poo.
Yeah, possibly reindeer poo.
Laxative.
That's kind of getting bigger.
Okay. Take three strides, throw my spear, and draw my axe.
His head pops. And the other kind of goblins go.
So,
step forward. Next.
I thought he was a blue fairy. What are you
drag off the blue. Next guy back. Comes out, he's dressed in red.
Cleave him in.
We already had our mini fight here.
We're done. No, you sure?
Hold on.
But, to go for the day.
But, Silver Santa.
Started jumping up and down on
the other ninja guy he talked to the first time.
Kill!
Don't Silver Santa here. I already told you.
Have you heard of any Silver Santas around here?
Not in the Goblin Forest.
Or anything strange.
Well, there's that giant walking snowman.
Yeah.
What? In exchange for not killing the rest.
Well, he left. After he
you can help
some
search for the Silver Santa.
People and did bad things.
Have you heard of Silver Santas someplace else?
Well, no. We don't really get out a lot. We kind of live in the forest and kidnapped elves. And ninja fight.
How's that working out for you?
Not very good. As you can tell,
you need
a new shirt there.
You need a lot more practice.
He was unable to get his ninja routine off. But if he could have, you would have exploded.
Tell you what, we'll make you a deal. We'll not kill you, and we'll help you train as you help us search for the Silver Santas.
Why would we want to search for stupid Silver Santas?
Because
he wants you to.
And
so we're just gonna have him fight Red Shirt here.
No.
Uh-huh.
See, I'm better to pull that.
Let's get out of here.
Yeah. Guys, blast him.
If you want to.
Because you asked. No.
You're gonna watch him.
But do be careful of the giant flying snowman.
Which way did that
your children?
Which way did that go?
The flying snowman?
Off into the waste. Snowman. He points back the direction you came. Past the town of what is it? Tinkertown? Yes. The retard in Tinkertown.
Uh-huh.
That's what happened. I asked this time. They saw this have to do it.
Actually, works for me.
I'm going to refrain from leaving that guy in red right on the way out. Just on GP.
Oh, shoot a blow dart at him. I bet he explodes too.
You have to evaluate the danger first.
I do that.
Okay.
10 million goblins? Probably not.
Ninja Bennett!
There's so many goblins?
Throws down some,
You only killed 52 goblins! He got tired!
He throws down some soap pellets, stand there for a couple minutes, and walk off.
You guys really need to practice more. Really.
We need
no
to
ninja hedge.
We're like, rent.
Come on.
Turtles or something here.
No ninja hedge.
Okay, we'll go back out of the
world.
Oh,
the turtles. Oh, the cheapninja.com or
you
whatever.
Come out.
Crappyninjas.com.
You come out of the forest. There's Tinker Bob just looking at us. His watch.
Well, that was a total waste of our time.
Yes.
No.
Hey, guys, we're killed by goblins.
Counts as an encounter.
It does.
I'll just use my daily bit.
You can have that 2 XP then.
Woohoo! Hey, wait, those are mine.
We're talking for action points, buddy.
Yeah, that's what I want.
Maybe we should try the gumdrop hills.
Let's try the gumdrop hills.
The elves are acting weird.
Sounds fantastic. Let's go.
See if they're missing any of their
hills,
people.
There's the hot springs, Grey Lake. Reindeer fields and ice waves. So gumdrop hills?
Yep.
Yeah. All right. In a circle. Start at the gumdrop hills.
Sounds
yeah.
Nice.
All right. So you guys get into the sleigh. You're riding over, and you tell him you're going to gumdrop hills. He's like, well, tell you what. It would be a bad idea for me to land since some of my elven relatives have gone insane. So you're going to have to jump out.
Okay.
Right.
You got
really?
You got
no.
Magic?
That's
all
you
have.
Sure.
Show us how.
Okay.
How about you land just outside the gumdrop hills?
That works.
And we'll walk in.
Okay. But I'm warning you, you're not gonna like it.
Huh?
What if we storm it?
We storm the gumdrop hills.
How many crazy elves are there?
Well, it's more manly than just walking.
Well, I mean, we're the only elves that haven't gone insane.
As a zombie.
There's 300 of us that work for Santa.
Awesome.
You know, that's like maybe
That would be an evil act.
1% of the full population of elves. And so most of us live in, well, used to live in Gumdrop Hills. I don't know.
Well, if they have a silver Santa, we need to get it back.
Yep. So there are 100,000 crazy elves.
And I don't care how many I clean to get through that.
Hopefully they're all mean.
They could have killed each other. There could just be one left now.
That's true.
And it would be the bloody Gumdrop Hills.
Yeah.
Bloody
elf. Bloody elf.
Right.
That's the British elf.
He lands behind a hill, and he says, how much time do you want me to give you guys?
15 minutes, maybe.
15 minutes, all right. Wait.
Just wait.
Just wait?
Yeah.
Okay, sure, I'll wait. 15 minutes. All right, yeah. So you go over the hill, and what you see is barbed wire, and then a trench, and then barbed wire, and then pipes with bodies on them. Mm-hmm. And then behind that is a nice, happy little gumdrop hills.
Huh.
Sweet.
Something tells me they don't like visitors.
Today.
It's just the new picket fence. See, this
well... Either they don't want people to get in, or they don't want people to get out.
The barbed wire wouldn't be made of, like, red licorice or anything, would it?
You could go check it out.
No, that's okay.
All you.
Yeah, I'm going to poke the barbed wire with the butt end of my spear.
You start heading down there. As you get closer to the barbed wire, notice it's not as short as you thought it was. It's good 8 feet tall, and there's this humming. Not really sure where the humming's coming from, but as you get closer, you're like, oh, I think the barbed wire is humming.
Hey, Drendan,
frog.
Let's go back to the slave.
Go check out that barbed wire for me.
Go piss on it.
Mr. Frog, go check out the barbed wire.
Because that would be shame.
All right, frog,
boy, I hate you.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, barbed wire. What do you want me to do with it?
Check it out. I don't know, touch it. Maybe taste it with your tongue. I don't know, but just do something.
All right. Toad kind of goes over to some rocks, and you hear some digging. And then you hear some... comes back, dragging this rodent, and goes...
Okay. Thank you.
Big accident.
Alright then.
Alright. Hops over. Grabs some more rodent things. Got a whole family of them. It's all day.
Okay.
Maybe they're bigger.
Hops over to you.
Start pumping in.
He's not moving. I can't lift him up. Why don't you just throw yourself at it? You're big.
You look about the right size, frog.
There's a gate.
There probably is. Let's go around the perimeter and try to find another way in.
Okay. You walk around, head south. Come to a road. There's signs written in what you assume to be some sort of gay-ass elven merry, merry, happy language.
Look like it's made out of candy canes?
No, looks like it's wood. Oh. With paint.
Okay. I mean, written like candy cane?
No, looks like it's just wood and paint. And you see a gate up there. Big old gate. There's turrets. There's these elven people walking back and forth in these kind of gray outfits. Seems to have some sort of weird shapes, like, on their outfits. Some sort of, like, weird cross thing.
If they have a spoon, we can start digging.
No. A Holocaust coach. Into that kind of Holocaust coach. That would be something.
All right.
Oh, this one?
Yeah. I'm going to walk up the gate.
Okay. You start to head up to the gate. At that point, you... What's your reflex?
It's higher than that. No. Much higher than that.
17.
All right. You hear this. So he walks up, and he's suddenly hit by this wave of metal. Just... You take 9 points of damage.
Ow!
And you hear a...
What was that for? Who the hell are you? You feel twice and ask questions later?
Backing away.
Follows you.
Yes, we do. Stupid elves.
Arrow
into the
head. Does he... Does the gate look breachable?
Well, sure. Maybe not by you.
Why not?
Well, it looks breachable if you had an army. But there is a gate. And there appears to be some sort of odd weaponry on the turrets.
I say we go back to the sleigh and just rappel in at this point.
Yeah.
Sounds like a fantastic idea.
Mm-hmm. It's a good waste of time to stay here.
Okay. Are you sure?
We have rope.
Yes. We're ready.
Don't know that we should rappel in even. Maybe we should save this as the last resort if they really need another
sleigh. You could parachute from Yeti Mountain.
That is true.
Yeah, it's a base jump, wouldn't it?
Yeah. It's only a good 2,000-3,000 feet.
Oh, do we have a parachute?
I don't know.
We could repel.
You don't have a parachute.
Like, throw and drop.
Did we not search Yeti Mountain enough?
A parachute?
Yes, not.
No, I'm just saying you don't have a parachute.
Oh, okay.
We could create one out of the goblin skin.
Could I ask the elves to make me one? The proper elves.
The elves inside the city, or
the ones that'll do it for me.
Well, you could go back to the sleigh if you wanted to.
Well, no matter what, I think we should go back to the sleigh. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. You get back to the sleigh.
What do you think for Bob?
He's like, hey, that was only like a minute and a half.
Yeah, we're that good.
Do you need a Band-Aid?
No, I think I'm fine, thanks.
Told you. Wouldn't like it.
Some tissue.
Your people suck.
Where would you recommend looking for Silver Santas?
I don't know. I'm just a driver.
Do you have any parachutes?
Tinker Bob.
Jumps into the big bag. Yeah, I got parachute.
Any parachute?
Parachute for everybody?
Yeah. Do you know how to use a parachute?
Do you even know what a parachute is? What the heck is a parachute?
Alright, so you put it on your back, you pull the string, and you hope it opens.
50-50 chance.
Sounds like the stupidest thing I've ever heard. What is it supposed to do?
Oh yeah, it's supposed to open up, and then you go like that and splat on the ground.
So, you stand on I put it on right now, and I just pull the thing. And I'm supposed to do what? What is...
Pull the string.
A slight breeze kicks up.
This seems sort of,
A guy broke his ball. He was wearing his parachute still.
Not...
A breeze went
helpful? No.
Helpful.
If you're up high,
broke all the bones
and you
the
fall out, you then pull the string and you come safely to the ground.
Here's right.
Check for silverware. Cutlery.
Cookies.
However, I don't think that's very subtle.
Let's leave Gumdrop Hills to last.
I still think we should just rappel in there and kill
There are 100,000 elves.
We'll parachute in 100,000 elves, and they've got magic that hurls little metal things at us.
Told you you wouldn't like it.
Surely they only have one of those, though.
It, sure. That's why you should play an evil game. Yes, you could play evil assassins, then hide in the shadows, and then just take them out one by one.
We will prove our ninja work.
Okay, we go back to the goblin forest. We grab some goblins. We throw them overboard first as a diversion. Then we repel it.
Tinker Bob is like, huh,
I guess I'm not
this is wonderful that
we can take the frog's advice and build a new zombie machine.
Ninjas.
The frog is telling you to build a new zombie machine. Let me see the frog for a moment.
Toad looks at you.
Do you need a hammer?
Ribbit. Yes.
No. Unholy Toad. Back.
At least translate my words properly.
Thank you. That was therapeutic. I feel that already.
How much further downhill can we go tonight? Yes.
Pretty far.
Much.
Yeah. Zombies.
We can just go off.
We sacrifice our lives going into the Gumdrop Hills.
Or do we just go straight for Castle Frosty?
An idea. When I just send in the reindeer.
This might be worse.
You know these reindeer are expensive, right? They fly.
Go back to the goblin forest. We got some barbecue sauce. A little village. And then send in the reindeer.
You're insane.
Let's bring some goblins. And then...
we should take some sauce and have a line or a trail from the Goblin Forest to the city.
Yeah. Oh, that would be awesome. Everybody wins.
I think the zombie machine's a better idea still.
It's Christmas feast.
Christmas feast. It could be a good holiday.
Let's pick a different destination, shall we?
Parks for a zombie machine?
Sure.
Fairy Lake. Fairy Lake, sure.
Okay.
You can't trust the fairies.
As you get up, as you guys get into the sleigh and it takes off, you fly over Gumdrop Hills where the gate is and the gate's opening up. This large metal creature is moving forward. It's covered in elves and it's just slowly going down the road, and another one's behind it.
You hear a rumble.
Pitch in the mush.
Dun, 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 dun. Where are they heading?
It's going out.
Where is it heading?
It's heading down the road. It's kind of heading off, which would be...
towards Tinkertown?
Towards Tinkertown.
Oh, well, we don't care that.
Not your list, bastard.
We were already in Tinkertown. There weren't any silver shanties there. Precisely. Moving on to Fairy Lake.
All right.
And you called me evil.
Hey, I'm on line.
All right. So you guys land outside of Fairy Lake. And there are trees surrounding the lake. In this case, they are bigger than the trees in Goblin Forest. They're also evenly spaced in a almost perfect circle. And Tinker Tom, just, you know, I'll wait here. Don't drown.
Don't drown. Okay.
Head in and search around.
Send in the frog.
All right. Well, you head in.
Amphibious vehicle. There you go.
I'm the distraction.
Well, very simply, there is a very, very beautiful lake.
Yeah, this is nice.
Very peaceful. There's animals.
Something's wrong.
Drinking the water. Frolicking.
They're far too happy here for that to be normal.
Hopping around. All these happy little animals. And just... conveniently, in the middle of the lake, there's a little island. On the island are these three silver Santas. And there seems to be some sort of glowing lights that are just
circling the soul sand as it's showing all the glinting.
It's a snow globe.
Like
Will Wisp.
Who's got a levitate fit spell? Let's just call him over here.
How much water can you freeze?
Well, that's an excellent question.
Not a lake, probably.
Turn the whole lake into holy water.
In like a direction.
Oh, wait, wrong movie. Are there trees on the island?
There are no trees on the island. There is only silver Santas. No, it's over just to the south. There's a little dock, and on the dock there appear to be four individuals who are fishing.
Pontoon boats?
No boats, just fishing.
Okay.
Paddle boats?
Stealthily walk over.
Do they have beer?
Not sure. They have a box. They seem to be, like, you know, opening the box and taking something out.
You're not drinking beer, you're just a jerk sitting by the side of the lake.
These guys are on this side of the lake?
It smells
fishy. Yeah, they're on your side.
Okay, we can go over to them.
I'm going to sneak up. I'm not just walking up.
I'm just walking up.
He's just walking up. I'll just walk up.
So we saw how well that worked out last time for me, so.
We can throw the stall into the...
All right, well, there are four orcs.
Oh!
Sitting on the dock.
That's fine. I speak
like a joke.
Sorry,
oh, yeah. Wrong joke.
They have a big pile of fish behind them. They appear to be fishing. They look like these guys. That guy.
I'll walk up to him and say hello in Orcish. Hello, hello.
All right.
You've seen this word. I don't think it means what you think it means. Consumable!
All right. Let's find a nice little...
Nice throw in.
Every time he says hello, somebody dies.
Mind you, I helped on the last one, but still.
Maybe you should say goodbye instead.
All right, well, they all stand up and turn to look at you as you approach. And one of them steps forward. This one. Notice his staff has a hand. Looks like an orcish hand with a finger covered in rings.
He uses it to pick his nose.
Possibly.
Or other things.
You can pick your friends, you can pick your nose.
You can pick a lot of things. Dressed very nicely. Says, yes, how can I help you folks?
Well, would it be possible to hire you fine gentlemen to take us to the island and back?
Maybe. We don't have a boat.
They were fishing from the dock.
You know where we can get a boat?
Possibly.
Where can we get a boat?
That would cost you money.
Okay, how much?
Depends. How much are you offering?
You were wrong.
No. How about Fox. Shiny? How about 10 shiny gold pieces?
10 shiny gold. How about no?
Do you like eggnog?
No, I don't. Well, it's kind of good, but I don't need
eggnog. Okay.
Shiny gold pieces. Fine.
I'm assuming that you want the treasure in the middle of the lake, right?
Of course, yes.
Well,
it's not treasure so much. It's just something we need to collect. There's really no value, per se.
Well, my brothers and I would also like the treasure in the middle of the lake.
Okay.
But, unfortunately, there's something living in the lake.
Really? What is living in the lake?
We're not sure.
You're not sure?
We just know it's not good.
Are you...
What are you seeing?
Well, I will show you. He walks over to one of the happy, frolicking bunnies and clubs it, and then throws it in the lake. And it... And suddenly this giant tentacle comes up, grabs the bunny, and the bunny disappears.
What a wonderful smell you've discovered.
Smoke! Alrighty then. Well, first thing first. Where can we find a boat?
I've already told you you're going to have to pay for that information.
Uh-huh.
More than 10, I can count.
Okay, how about 11?
Tell you what. 50 gold crowns, and I will tell you where you can find a boat.
50?
50.
Here, we'll give you 10 and let you pet the frog.
The frog.
We'll let you lick him too, but I was. Yeah, you could. Cat lick, whatever.
How many brothers are there?
You can do four. Have your way with a frog.
How about this? How about we give you 40? That way you can split it up evenly amongst the four of you.
How about you give me 50? And I will tell you where you can find a boat.
Don't you know how to haggle?
No.
God.
Snad does not haggle. Snad tells people what to do, and they do.
I'm going to run up and push one of them into the lake.
Okay. Which one do you have to try to push?
The one with the finger. I don't like that.
All right.
The one who thinks he's in charge. Brilliant.
I'm tired of being stubby.
Okay, give me a strength check. Roll your strength and your modifier.
Man-eating leg.
So far, we just know it's rabbity.
Five.
All right, you go.
As I fall backwards. Are you okay?
Snod, as he's named himself, just kind of looks down and goes, huh, that was... interesting.
I hand him 50 gold.
So she's
excellent.
Not from around here.
Give up. Both.
She's very special, if you know what I mean.
That's fine. I have a brother like that.
Which one?
This orb walks forward. Gizmo, both. Gizmo reaches inside of his backpack, pulls out some sort of weird blob. That's yellow. Throws it on the board, on the dock, and then goes.
Oh my god!
Suddenly, you have a little raft the size of this table.
Hey, Brendan, fetch.
Now, I've shown you where there's a boat. Any other business you would like to attend to?
Your metabolic process is continuing.
Oh, you would like to rent the boat.
No, I would like you to go across and fetch that for me, please.
Are you crazy? There's something in the lake.
That's the point.
Do I have to show you? Bunny, beat, bunny, toss away.
I missed the first
one. Where do these sea turtles rent?
Like I said, she's very special.
I understand.
I missed the first demonstration.
What if I dimension door over there?
Is it more than 10 squares? Presumably it's more than 10 squares to do the island.
Ah, damn.
That would be about 50 feet.
You can swim the rest.
50 feet? How far away is 50? I mean, is it 50 feet away from us? Or?
It's much farther than 50 feet.
A couple hundred feet.
And how many times can you cast that spell?
Once a day.
Once a day. Well, so I can get there on the boat, grab the thing, and before the thing eats me alive, I'll try and teleport back.
Back to us.
Hey guys, I got the
boat. Yes, we would like to rent the boat. How much?
All right. Well, first of all, because there is a creature in the lake,
yes,
you have to buy an insurance policy.
Really?
So the insurance policy on my boat will be 10 gold.
Uh-huh.
Now, to rent the boat, it's going to be another 20 gold per hour.
Uh-huh.
Do you want oars?
You'll be coming with us, you know.
No. Did I make 20? I can go with a bigger animal. They seem to be sneaking around here.
snatches out of the air.
Right, do you want oars with your boat? Oars cost you another 10 per oar.
Per oar.
Per oar. It's not oars.
Thump, thump, oar.
Now, I will rent you Thun. Thun
is your,
can,
is your special brother.
He's my special brother. He will row the boat, but that'll be another 20.
Perhaps we can do without him.
No.
Perhaps we should have
a lot of
for
him.
I think
Thun.
Yeah, we should send somebody
to care
about. So, like, Thun. Good Thun. Good
Thun. Thun and Drendon.
That has theme music, right?
The mission is real. It took place on Tuesday, June 8th, 2004, between a Blondstar advisor and a subscriber.
Blondstar emergency, this is Steve. Is there an emergency in your vehicle?
Oh my god, oh my god. I've locked myself in my car and the keys are outside.
Concludes the broadcast from World Control.
You've been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. You can find us on the web at www.canadiancrusaders.com. The Gamers Haven Podcast is a member of the Vorpal Network at www.vorpalnetwork.com. Gamers Haven and Thousand Monkey Productions are copyright 2008 and is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 3.0 United States License, some rights reserved. Stop by our website to check out our actual play feed, fill out our feedback guest book, or hit us on the forums. Music on the show is used with permission by Joe Hero Band, www.joehero.com. And this has been a Thousand Monkeys production.
Friday night and we're headed for the drive-in. You were mad at something you thought I said. Thought a night out with you and me and DC would make everything up.